Sup, friends, family, people, horses, cows,
y'all,
chickens,
roosters,
big fat hens,
the horse, pig.
We should really be able to think of more animals bear, pig. Faster than we're thinking of animals. Like I'm
giraffe,
actually
lion,
embarrassed.
Zebra, elephant, koala, alligator, crocodile, ostrich, bird.
But we're running out. Yeah. Like they can name six.
That was a lot.
I mean, I'm impressed by the amount of animals.
Lot.
But
monkey, orangutan, gorilla.
Gorilla. You're just naming
gazelle
animals in the same family, though.
See,
dog,
that's the way you do it.
Chinchilla, guinea pig, bunny, hamster, rat, gerbil,
keep going.
Ferret.
Keep it going.
I'm out of pets.
Yep.
I don't know any more pets, but I don't know why it even matters, why we list pets at the beginning of our show. Could you imagine if this is the first episode someone ever listened to?
Nah. I can't.
Like, they would be like, what is this show? They just name animals.
I can't imagine.
We just spent 5 minutes naming animals. I mean, it's not really been 5 minutes.
It's been
but
1 minute.
It's been 1 minute, but still the point is we just spent a minute of the show, the opening, the most important part
it's
of the show.
Not the most important. No one's here.
Well, I mean, people that listen on iTunes for the first time or click the Twitch VOD for the first time.
People don't listen on iTunes.
But that could be true. I'm not totally sure.
I'm pretty sure it's very true.
I mean, there's someone's listening out there.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know if it is or not. But, hey, man, how you doing?
Great, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wasn't up till 3 a.m. watching Game of Thrones at all. Nope.
It's like, in my mind, I'm like, Colby, he's getting older. You know, eventually he's going to stop staying up till 3 and hanging out with people and going to parties and stuff. And
oh, I feel it.
You stopped going to parties.
My body feels it.
But you still stay up till 3.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't think it's more about the party as much about just staying up till 3. That's got to kill you.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be good for you.
Nah, probably not.
Like, last night, Chris went ham. She had, like, 5 beers. Mm-hmm. I went out to the grocery store at, like, 9:30 and got her a box of Oreo O's.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because she was drunk off 4 beers because we're old. And then she went to bed at 10:30.
That's the best nights.
Well, I agree. Like, she was late in bed. She's like, I'm sorry. I wish I was cool like you and I wasn't lame and I could stay up late. And I'm like, first, what are you saying? No one on this planet has ever been like, I wish I wasn't lame like you. I am the epitome of lame.
That's why you get married to her, man.
I guess. But then she was like, I'm sorry. I'm talking so much. I'm just drunk. And then she flipped over and immediately fell asleep.
That happened. When did she start drinking?
Oh, 6.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the earliest I've ever been asleep because I was drinking was about 11.
Yeah.
And it was on St. Patty's Day because
started
I
early.
Started at noon.
Yeah, we're just getting old, man. Well, and yesterday was exhausting. Like, we moved my sister. She moved out of my parents' house yesterday.
Yeah, moving is always fun.
Yeah, she moved in with her boyfriend to this apartment.
Oh, buddy.
And I know, like, I do not get enough credit for my siblings for being a trailblazer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm serious. Like, I don't get any credit.
Like what?
Well, like,
you were the first to move out and live in with a significant
other? No, it's I'm the first one to break the Christian values.
Mm.
So I got all of the judgment
and the
silent disdain.
I get you.
And now my parents don't care anymore because they've already got it out of their systems. They learned that it's 2018. It's normal.
Yep.
But I didn't. I went through it all. The living together, not married. Drinking alcohol. Doing stupid podcasts. Playing video games all the time. All
right, give it. The woman's a nurse, so that's a little different. Or doctor. Sorry, let me clarify. Doctor.
I don't know if she's a doctor, but she's not a nurse.
She'll get to be a doctor.
Yeah.
That's a little different than podcasting on the internet.
Well, still, but like,
like, you're a little open to free range.
Well, all I'm saying is that they don't get yelled at because they already yelled at me, and they realize it's fruitless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the reason.
What do you mean? You don't think that's the reason? You think they're more proud of her, and so that's why they don't care? They're like, she's a doctor, so she can make her life decisions?
Anything other than
you're
that.
You're saying that, and I hate
everything
about you.
That's
man.
What I'm saying.
Dude, what a jerk.
I get you.
I didn't even think
you.
About that, yeah. And now that's all I get. That's what
I was
is.
The only blasphemer, so I took
that's
all
true.
Of the brunt.
Yeah, brunt. There's videos on that camera of your mom downstairs when there's a tornado and you're all smoking dope and she's just standing there smoking cigarettes. There's no brunt. That's a fact.
True.
I have the video. I could pull it up, but there's 80 of them,
that's
and there's
incorrect.
No way I would find
God,
them.
I need to get that from you. I need to go back
that's the only
those.
Video worth watching on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's what it is there's a tornado
Like you're at a tornado warning.
Oh, that's right.
And the basement was like, that was your den of sin.
Yes.
And your mother was down there because there was a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just down there and it's like, I mean, it's literally like she just walked into the set of Eyes Wide Shut and she realizes that she can't do anything. So she might as well be Tom Cruise, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't want to hear anything about you being the blasphemer.
Oh, it was earlier than that, man.
You used to walk through the living room with airsoft guns, screaming and shooting your friends while your dad laid on the couch watching golf.
That was I wouldn't shoot
them. That was 16.
I was pretending to shoot them.
You shot some of them.
No.
I was there.
No.
You can't. There is like 2 years where I lived in Manhattan that I don't have evidence for, and you just gave me the videos.
No, the only person I ever shot was Matthew through the window. That's the only person I really ever shot. I threatened people by the loud noise of the gun that goes like super fast.
Which is also hilarious.
Yeah, there was nothing in there.
Oh, my God. Menace, how are you doing today, man? It's good to see you. I'm just, so I don't know. I honestly feel like I don't really expect like any acknowledgement.
Gratitude.
But yeah. I definitely blazed the trail for being an adult in my family.
I think, yeah.
Because all of, like, everybody, I feel, in our generation doesn't... Well, I shouldn't say everybody, but I feel most people that can escape the religious, you know, mm-hmm. blanket that a lot of families are over from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, you know. I feel like the people who do escape that, they have a hard time doing it because they feel the judgment from their family.
Yeah.
And, like, I felt that judgment... But, like...
I still feel that judgment.
Liquor just tasted so good. I still feel that judgment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. This show. Feel Man, judgment parents. Every week for this.
Why?
Because I'm next to you, a sinner. Oh, of the highest caliber.
I was going to say, you should feel judged by me.
Well, I do. Everything I do, I'm being judged by mm-hmm. you. But that I'm used to.
Okay.
There's nothing I can do to escape your judgment. I mean, is there anything I can do? Like, see, The thing is that if I did something that Colby didn't judge, he would judge me for doing something out of character. Like, if I did something cool, like if I went out with you one night, you know, something that I would never do because you judge me for staying in. And mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, I'm going to go hang out with you guys tonight. You judge me for going out because that's weird.
Yeah.
So there's no escape. No matter what I do, I'm being judged by
you. You just got to not worry about the judgment.
Who's the alpha here? Our girlfriends aren't here, so... I would say neither of us.
No.
Neither of us are the alpha. How are you, Gora? What's SummerSlam? Should I know what that is? Menace says he's waiting for the SummerSlam tonight. I don't know what that is. Is it a wrestling thing?
It's a big old orgy.
SummerSlam sounds like an uncomfortable name.
I'm going to slam it down in that orgy.
I don't want that.
Big old SummerSlam,
man. That sounds bad.
You ready for that?
I'm so ready. So ready.
It's going to be intense.
Yeah, my sister got her apartment, and... They're all moved in, and dude, the amount of electronics, like, her boyfriend is like you, only child, like, parents that aren't, like, super, super wealthy, but well off, mm-hmm. you know, not really worried about money, okay? Like, he lives in the basement. The amount of, it felt...
Sorry.
Girlfriend's on the alpha.
I'm assuming he means beta cuck, but he said cluck, and that's the best thing ever.
We're both the beta clucks.
Yeah.
Cluck, 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 cluck. And if you want to continue down this road of stuff, just don't. Be a normal person and not an internet idiot, and otherwise I'm going to ban you. I'm tired today.
I'm tired.
I don't want to deal with it.
The amount of technology that he has, what now?
Well, like, so he has speakers. Like, big old speakers. He's got an Oculus Rift. He's got one of those computers that grows neon in it. You know? I don't want to fight with this guy today. Can I just ban him?
I don't give a shit.
I mean, this is not bannable, what he's doing yet. I don't feel up to having a war of wits with him today.
And also, I just wish people could type. You're not worth of cuck?
I mean, yeah, he's like, at least proofread.
Doesn't make any sense.
I mean, it's just, it's so lazy.
So, and they're moving into an apartment, and he has gigantic-ass speakers and an Oculus Rift.
Yeah. Yeah, and he has a Nest doorbell, and he, like five or six of the boxes were, like, this big, okay? And they were just unopened Amazon boxes of goodies he bought for the house. Like, filled with KitchenAid appliances, or, you know, juicers, or electric wine bottle opener. That's, dude, I'm asking you, man. Well, you're not rich anymore, but...
No.
You used to be. You used to get stuff.
Last thing I bought is this back brace. That's the last thing I fucking bought.
And actually, you sent me money for that because you don't have Amazon
Prime.
Right, because
I ain't paying for that shit.
So you barely even bought it. It's like 90% of a purchase. But yeah, I'm just sitting there and like... And I don't... Like my mom... keeps talking, like, she makes comments and stuff about how, like, oh, Sarah's got to pay for all her own stuff now. Like, now she lives in the real world. And, like, she makes more money than me and Chris combined. Because she told me what she makes, and she makes what a little less than what I made when I lived in Manhattan and made money.
Mm-hmm.
And all she's got is, like, student loans.
Yeah.
You know? And so, and she's dual income because her boyfriend has a job. And so, and her rent is only $200 more than my rent. And I have child support, so let's just add that in. And so, like, she makes more money than me and Chris combined.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have the debt that we have. Chris also has student loans, so that's a wash. And, like, she's got money. And I don't want to, like, is there, you may know this. I don't know about your parents, because they probably, I don't know. But, like, do you reach a certain point when you have enough that you forget that, like, there's this, like, having enough is this big middle section? You know,
mm-hmm.
Like if you make under $50K, you're poor.
Yeah.
Okay. You make between 60 and 500,000, you're fine. You know, and then right. 500,000 up, you're just rich.
Yeah.
And like
500,000's rich too.
Probably
anything probably.
But like my
like
point is like
grand.
that range of we're okay
mm-hmm.
is very big, yeah. And I feel like my parents who are in the echelon of upper, they look down at like 60 and like, wow, look at those poor people,
mm-hmm.
And we look up, we go, wow, look at those rich people. You know what I mean?
Yes. To where people can afford to buy things?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, like, they were making fun of, like, Luke called me a Native American pilgrim because I have a hand crank can opener instead of an electric one.
I don't even have a can opener.
That's my point,
my can opener's broken, so I just, like, click it across the can like, the entire time.
It works! Why do I need a $40 electric can opener?
Just takes me
and
an
the answer
second.
Is because they can.
Yeah, right.
So they do.
Yep. You just buy shit that you don't need.
Right, and I'm not really jealous,
mm-hmm.
which is, like, what I think it comes across as.
Oh, I'm jealous.
I'm not, but, I don't know, maybe I've been, I think it's part of the reason that I'm poor because I choose to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't have to do this for a living, I don't have to build this for a living. I mean, I hope one day I'm not poor.
Yeah.
You know, that's the hope of this whole thing that I set out on, but... Because I could quit this, be miserable, but be rich.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it might be easier on me to be like, I'm okay not having an electric can opener because
I
get to do this.
No matter what you do, yeah. I do something I hate.
Right.
And I'm still poor.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
how does that make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel bad for you because mm-hmm. you're my friend and mm-hmm. I feel what you feel.
Yeah.
Although I did tell you to quit your job and
yeah.
you know, come here. So, you hey, Ball and Hobo, what's up?
But
man?
I need money, the little that I get to pay for where I live.
Hey, man, try it. What you need to do is put in time at your job. I mean, just do what I do, man. Just do what I do, okay? Keep putting in the time at your job. Let your girl start her career up. Okay, just give it 3 or 4 years, you know, she'll
once
get,
she's semi-successful,
right,
just,
you quit.
Okay,
you just quit your job mm. because then she's stuck, just like Chris is stuck with me. She can't leave now. It's too invested. Okay, and then you could live off the back of her while you build something.
Perfect.
Now you're still gonna have to make some money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I brought a lot of baggage, so I still have to make money. So like, please continue to sub. I
can whore myself.
Yeah, I mean, you could do the cam thing. Like, I still remember the face Brittany made that one time I told her about Chatterbait.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, people do that.
Yeah,
man.
I still remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this guy with his can opener. But it's just, like, it is silly. Like, I remember how expensive it is to move and buy things. Like, they had all utensils and all new plates, and they had bath towels, and they had. You know, shower curtains and shower yeah. heads.
On a cheap budget, it's a good grand to get all that shit started.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
Easily. But they had electronics and, like, they bought Instant Pots and they bought electric wine openers and they bought, like, plastic tubs for their cereal. And yeah. it's just like, you know how I keep my cereal fresh? I close the box.
Did she live at home until just now?
Yeah. See, but she was going to college, right? And I'm sure her college was very expensive.
Yeah.
But she had a job. But she did the kind of the same thing like Chris had. Like, she had a minimum wage job while she was going to college, and then because she's the doctor, whatever, she had to do, in-hospital training.
Right.
Which I'm not sure paid. But so she could, she had a job, but she also had this job that wasn't a job. It was school. Mm-hmm. And so she didn't make much money, which is why she had to live at home. But, now she makes money. And it's just I'm not jealous. I don't know. I think I used to be the person that judged people based on their possessions. I used to be this person. Mm-hmm. Be like, wow, that shirt's not Gucci.
Right.
Hang yourself, you know. I mean, I never went that extreme. But you know what I mean.
Lacoste everywhere. Man.
Right, right. I used to do that. And mm-hmm. now I'm just like, does it cover my nipples? Yes. Acceptable shirt. Right now, my attire of choice is this Gildan tee. That Colby used a digital transfer on. How much does one of these digital transfers cost?
Yeah, it's starting to fall apart.
Yeah, how much does digital transfer cost?
Like 99 cents.
Yeah. So this shirt was $4.
It was $3.
Okay, it was $3.
Yeah.
And this is acceptable. And yeah, it's peeling.
Oh, you just ruined it! You just ruined it! You can't put it back. It's not how things work. Once it's ripped forever.
Well, this is a new pajama shirt now.
Oh, there you go.
I actually didn't even notice, but it's literally
Yeah. That's what the heat transfer does.
Man. I could roll this off.
Yeah.
The other heat transfer shirts don't do this. It must be because it's so big.
No. No, it's just a matter of how long it lasts.
No, no, man. I barely wear it, but... Yeah, Bald and Hobo, I agree with you. I mean, I do think people live at home longer. I was the odd one out. I hate being a millennial, because yeah. I feel like I'm too old to be a millennial. Because I'm 31.
No, you're in there.
But yeah, I'm technically in there. But I moved out at 18. Boom, gone. Yeah. You know? Like when I moved out, my youngest brother was younger than my son is right now. But my sister is the next sibling. This is the first sibling of mine to move out of the house mm-hmm. after me. And I moved out when I was 18.
Yeah.
And I'm 31 now. So it's taken 12 years between when I moved out and my parents had the next sibling move out. And they still got two at home.
22, 23.
Yeah, you moved out 23, I think, right?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Morris? How you doing, man? Yeah, man, isn't that... I can't complain about the shirt breaking because it was only 99 cents.
Yeah, it's also old as shit.
It is. You think you made it in April of 2015?
15,
I think. 2015, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's definitely old. No, it's 2016. April 2016. Because I was living in Wichita when you made it, because you made it for that Comic-Con thing that I went to with Cameron.
That's right.
Yeah, so... Also, if I needed to, Colby could make me another one of these shirts because they're $3. So
why I need that one, man.
This is my equivalent of a 1988 White Snake Tour t-shirt.
Did I make you a Raptor t-shirt?
Yeah, I have that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have that.
I've never seen it.
You should watch more of my
never
streams.
Never seen it.
You should watch more of my streams, man.
I've seen a lot of your shirts. Because you only wear five.
Do you want me to go get it?
I don't even know if you have it still. Don't believe it.
Okay, I'll go get it. I'll go get it, man.
Don't believe it. Got to fix that intro, man. Got to get the new Raptor Teeth intro going. Everybody likes raptors. They don't bite you or eat you or nothing. They're 2 feet tall. You could survive a raptor attack if there's only one or two of them. Maybe. Probably. You could rip their feathers off. I think you're good. I've ran out of things to say. Hurry up. See, he's taking a long time because he needs to find it because he doesn't have it. Doesn't have it. You know how long it took me to make that shirt? See, it's different. It's not just a heat transfer. I can't just lay it down. This is piece-by-piece vinyl application. I had to lay down every color. Took much longer. Costs much more. He didn't pay shit. And now he's lost the shirt. Lost the shirt. Can't find it. Won't find it again. I'm going to do the same for my logos in the future. 99 what? Do what? Oh, you found it.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it's a good-looking shirt.
It's a great shirt.
Yeah.
It's a great shirt.
Never seen you wear it, though.
Well, I do. So. Mm-hmm. 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 Guess what I'll wear tomorrow on the stream? That shirt.
Great.
Teach you a lesson.
I won't All be right? watching. But...
What's he going to do for his logos in the future?
I don't know.
Okay.
Print them on shirts.
Morris wants to know if you're wearing a backpack.
Yep. It's a mini backpack.
Are you embarrassed that you're wearing it? Is that why you don't want to talk about it? Or
no. the fact that I'm wearing it over my shirt. I was planned and ready to talk about it.
Okay, it's an incontinent blanket. It helps him not poop his pants.
Yes.
So.
It's a cover.
It happens like to people. When they get old, they start pooping.
You know?
But, hey, did you answer Ball and Hobo's question if you enjoyed Doom on Thursday?
No, I did not.
Was that a... Both answers.
Both answers.
No, that's Colby's back brace.
Yeah.
I think we talked on Thursday about how your back hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think you talked about how you bought it, so...
I don't know. I might have mentioned it.
I think you did. I think you did mention it. How's your back feeling?
Oh, it's terrible.
Does that help?
I don't know.
What's it do? Because you look the same.
Yeah, I don't know. Mainly I have good posture some of the times, but okay. It's a posture corrector. That's what it is. So it doesn't really allow me to move my shoulders forward too much. And so that causes the little hump in your back. It just kind of is a reminder.
So it doesn't really force your back in any position. It just kind of limits your movement so you can't be bad.
And yeah, it just reminds me, like, especially when I sit to straighten up rather than hunch over. But
gotcha. Do you feel like, I mean, you've had it for 12 hours, so yeah. You really can't tell if it's working.
I need to know.
You have to go through a work week. Yeah, that's what'll do it.
But I don't know whether or not to wear it on top of my shirt and then answer questions to everybody who's like, you wearing a backpack? What the hell is that, man? I walked into Quick Trip like this earlier and no one said shit. So.
Well, I think people are used to what I. It looks like a backpack because all you can see is this.
Right.
But if you were standing, I think most people see back brace, you know?
What?
I think people see back brace when they see him.
Oh, yeah, the back is...
It's a back brace on the back.
Super back.
Yeah, that's a back brace. I think everyone knows that. In fact, it's kind of a mellow one. Like, most back braces I see are like a full back.
Oh, yeah, there is that one. I don't really know what part of my back is the worst, because I think it's right underneath this is where I tend to crink for that. But we'll see. We'll see.
Platano Sunshine wants to know if you can do the Orange Justice. I don't know what that is. We're out of touch, because you don't know what it is either, do you?
No.
Yeah.
The hell's that? What can you do the Orange Justice is the question.
I feel bad, because that's the second time today that someone said something that we didn't know what it was. Both people are from New York City.
One minute. The Summer Slam.
Right, which is the epitome of culture.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know. We're out of touch.
I mean,
I kind of knew the SummerSlam.
Doom was better than most of the other games, yeah. Yeah, I would rather play Doom for the rest of my life than ever play Crash again.
I love how Crash
that Bandicoot is the worst fucking asshole.
Like, I didn't think anything would beat Cuphead.
Cuphead's pretty fucking bad, too.
I know.
I would rather play that over Crash. I can't stand how cute he is, yet how tormenting he is.
Yeah, he is. He is tormenting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kids game, by the way. Yeah. What were we talking about before I left to go get the shirt? Anything? Nothing? I don't think anything, right?
No.
Talk about nothing at all.
Your
okay.
Stupid shirt.
Platano sent us a link that I'm guessing is the Orange Justice here.
Oh, the fucking... Is that the dance? Is that the dance? Yeah, that's the dance. But there's this kid in an orange shirt who did a dance for the Fortnite competition but didn't make it, and then the internet rioted. I know what that was.
Okay, I also know what this is. I just didn't know it was a name. It had a name.
And no, I'm never dancing again.
I mean, that's pretty intense. I mean, you know,
no way I'm that coordinated to do that.
My most favorite thing about that dance is that Platano asked you and not me because my audience already knows that I can't.
Oh, yeah, I can't
either. There's no chance. I think you could if you wanted.
No.
I think we get 8 millers in you. I think you can do it.
Nope.
I think so.
Nope.
I have faith in you.
We're not going to find out. What's that one dance where you, like, do
the floss?
This shit?
The floss.
Is that what that is? I'm going to stab everyone I see do that dance.
Dude, it's popular,
I
man.
I fucking hate that goddamn dance.
Oh my God.
Like, this is the Matthew Hott thing for you.
Why?
Anytime I see people do that fucking dance, I want to cut my eyes out.
Why?
Because, have you seen the original fucking kid who did that dance? He's just blank-faced as shit and just does this dance.
Yeah.
And then everyone around him is like, oh my God, he's so good! Look at him, he's Jesus! And I'm like, no! It's a stupid kid doing a stupid dance! Shut the fuck up! That kid's famous as shit now!
Wow. You're very passionate.
Oh, I'm so passionate. I hate that fucking dance with all of the hate in my body. Oh.
My God.
Oh, you want to wake me up for the show? Let's talk about that at the top of every episode. I'll get fucking raged out and we'll be good to go. Because holy shit! Oh, that makes me want to die.
You know there's like 100 Fortnite dances, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But that one specifically.
That one's also in Destiny. They added that.
Yeah, of course they did, yeah. Because it's going everywhere, because everyone likes it, because children are retarded.
Yeah, it's Fortnite's weird because like they have all these emotes, and then the fact that everyone used those emotes and not the vanilla emote became a meme, and now the vanilla dance is a meme. I don't understand how memes work.
No, I fucking hate Fortnite. I fucking hate dancing. I fucking hate children.
I can't believe Fortnite's still popular. It honestly boggles my mind.
It's about to go down. I don't think so. It's too everywhere now.
I don't think so. I think it peaked and it has declined, but I don't think it's going anywhere.
Dude, like Fortnite is selling, Samsung is selling a phone.
I know.
Where you could get either good headphones with it. Or money in Fortnite.
Yeah, you get a Fortnite skin.
Mm-hmm.
Exclusive skin, man.
Yeah.
Prove that you're an Android idiot.
Yeah.
Wrecked. Yeah, it's free. Morris is right. I don't think it's going anywhere, dude. I don't think it's going anywhere. Well, didn't you see Ballin' Hobo? I think, like... I don't remember. I think it was like $3 billion or something Epic made off Fortnite last year.
That's crazy.
Like, that's unbelievable. Yeah. It's a lot of money spent on Fortnite skins. You see that right there? A Nintendo gift card with Luigi's hat on it right there? That's for my kid to get Fortnite skins on a Switch.
I cut it in half.
You can't cut my kid's birthday present in half.
Cut it in half.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, even if Fortnite was half as popular as it was 6 months ago, it's still the most popular game around. Like, I don't know what's going to kill it. I don't know. Like, usually in marketing, there's, you know, there's literally the FOMO, the fear of missing out. Mm-hmm. Like, Call of Duty went through this, because they're going to do a Battle Royale when it comes out in November.
Yeah.
And, like, generally, like, people would be like, let's not do a Battle Royale, because that's too long. It's going to take too long for, like a triple, like, that's why I think, like, Battlefield 5 doesn't have a Battle Royale, is because, like, they're like, the Battle Royale fad's going to die out by the time we can program and ship and create a Battle Royale and get it out to the people with the rest of a game with it, charge $60. Call of Duty, they bet that they would have a Battle Royale, and I think they're going to be right. I think Battle Royales will still be popular in November, which is ridiculous because that's like a year after it got really popular.
Yeah. It's dumb.
The new Battlefield will have that mode? Okay, well then never mind. Call of Duty just like, they like went in, they're like, we're actually doing a Battle Royale. Which I think if anything will kill PUBG. The problem is that like, Fortnite's free. You can't compete with Fortnite. It's on your phone. It's on every console. It's on your PC, and it's free to play.
Yeah.
So everyone can get in it, and you know, feel like they're
PUBG
in there. Good night, Officer Oof. Thanks for stopping by, letting us tuck you in. But PUBG wasn't free. PUBG was $30
on Xbox.
Everywhere but mobile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. There's a guy in my Wichita Discord that I'm a mod of who keeps up. Posting his victory royales in PUBG Mobile. He's very proud of them. So
I've only got one.
That's more than me.
I'm proud of it.
Dude, I think their battle royale mode is gonna be cool, Platano, just because it's like I think they're gonna put a lot of money into it because they're gonna have to compete with Fortnite. The problem is the barrier of entry is still the $60 game. You're gonna have to, but Call of Duty doesn't really ever have that problem. Like, every kid between the age of 12 and 20 gets Call of Duty for Christmas every year, I feel like, so,
yeah.
You know. But, yeah. AJ Sweetie says, Fortnite is now worth $8.5 billion. That is outrageous.
That's really dumb.
I mean, it makes me happy for Epic Games, because Epic's been making some cool games for a long time, but it's also going to be that thing where now we're not going to get any more Epic Games, because all they're going to do is Fortnite, and that's kind of sad. So
who gives a shit?
PUBG and Fortnite made it super popular. Some AAA games companies are going to run them out. That's what I think. I think PUBG's got to get run out. I think it's going to be hard to run out Fortnite. I mean, I think Fortnite will eventually die. They'll find the next meme game, and that'll kill it. I don't know if it's going to be Call of Duty or if it's going to be a AAA game. Because Realm Royale tried, but the problem is that right now, I don't know how it worked. You could probably, like, if you were working on, like, a case study in college, you know, like for a master's degree in marketing, you have to write like a thesis, you know, or like a case study. You could do it on why Fortnite is popular and other things aren't, because it all has to do with 8-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Like, Fortnite became popular because of streamers, and then somehow the 8-year-old kids latched onto it, and that's why it remains popular. Because, like, Realm Royale came out, and it's arguably a better game than Fortnite, and streamers arguably like it better, but it never reached that young demographic that wants Fortnite, and so Fortnite prevailed. Hmm. Somehow they got to get those 8-year-olds over to do that. So, I don't know. Battlefield Predator's way down. Well, they like, I think they're getting hammered because of the social justice warriors that exist because there's women in that game, right?
What now? Who?
Like, don't people hate Battlefield 5 because there's characters in the game that aren't authentic?
Oh, sure.
I don't know, man. That's just what I heard. Morris probably knows all about that. But
Jesus.
Yeah, when streamers won't play Fortnite anymore, the game will die eventually. I agree. But right now, I mean, until Ninja hits sub 100K viewers every single time, like, Fortnite is its own, it's like circular popularity. Like, Fortnite is popular because it's popular. Like, Drake gets on Fortnite because he wants to be a part of the Fortnite phenomenon. Well, now Fortnite's a bigger phenomenon because Drake got on and played Fortnite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, there's like, going to be a limit.
It grows itself a little bit.
Trump's going to play Fortnite.
Dude, that would be awesome.
Down it goes. Down it goes.
That would be awesome.
There's a peak to how more popular it can get.
Oh, I agree. I think it's already reached peak popularity, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know.
We need Fortnite, to take down servers.
Take down Fortnite servers?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to do that, man?
Stealth.
Okay. All right. Drake and Travis Scott playing Fortnite really shows the level of trendy it's at. That's right. I mean, I agree. I think, but they're only playing it because it's trendy. Like, no one cares that Ice-T is grinding Destiny right now. That's a fact. That is not made up.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
He gets on his Twitter and he's like, I got them Age of Triumph armors done. He's Ice-T. Like, people on the Destiny Reddit are like, just remember that right now your grind is being shared by Ice-T. And I'm like, do people care?
Yeah, do people know who Ice-T is?
People care, dude. The game I'd rather is die with 8-year-olds stopped by a V-Buck and their mom's credit card. Well, I know. And that's what Realm Royale was trying to get. Be like, look, we're Fortnite, but we got horses and chickens. Tell your mama we want her card. The problem is that their mamas have caught on, and they're like, all right, you already bought enough Fortnite stuff. No more Fortnite stuff.
Yeah. I don't understand how parents are living in the age of microtransactions.
Dude, I had legitimately a huge conversation with my ex-wife, the mother of my child, about, like, microtransactions.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't feel comfortable buying these things in the video game.
Right.
And I'm like, well, the game's free. I mean, it's no different to me, like, spending $60 in Fortnite skins than it would be going to GameStop and buying Fortnite for $60.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of how I look at it. But we're both not rich enough that we could ever spend even $60 on the game, so we're kind of limited. But, like, you know, I'm sure there's parents out there that are just like, yeah, whatever you need. You got a $50 allowance, you know, every month to buy mm-hmm. games, and then they spend $50 every month on Fortnite. And that's insane to me.
Yeah. I just mean, like, if they just run off on a crazy span of, I just found this game and now I'm going to buy everything in it.
Yeah, but this happens with everything. Like, this happened with Angry Birds.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
People were like, oh, people buying too much Angry Birds, you know? Kids are buying apps accidentally on their mom's credit card.
Candy Crush.
Ball and Hobo, like, Paragon got shut down, but they released all of that as open source. Like, I mean, as far as they go for crushing people's dreams for a game that apparently was really good, like, that's probably the best make good they could possibly do for that. Like, they released all the assets and everything. Like, that's a really cool move from Epic. Which is what I mean. Like, I'm happy about, you know, that Epic is making money, because I think they deserve it. Because they made Unreal Tournament, dude. That game's awesome. You remember Unreal Tournament?
Mm-hmm.
That game was the best.
It was, for some reason, the only game that was allowed on the computers at my high school.
That makes no sense, because that game is horrifically violent and filled with harsh language.
Yeah. I don't understand.
I love that game.
But we always got on it in web class and just fucking killed each other.
That sounds amazing, dude. I've never spent a penny on any game's loot box. I have. I've spent lots of money. Well, yeah, Destiny took a lot of my money. But that bit them in the end, because now I'm not going to buy any more Destiny stuff. I'm not even buying the next game because I feel like I got robbed. So You know?
Yeah, you kind of, I'm assuming you did.
Like, imagine if Fortnite was like, all right, now Fortnite 2 is coming out. It's also free, but none of your cosmetics transfer over.
That's probably going to be a thing.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll do that. My little brother has more numbers than me saved up. Since Pac come out or whatever game he wants, my stepmom buys it and he gives it to her. Yeah. Yeah, there's people out there like that. There's a lot of people out there like that. You know?
Yeah, $3.5, $8.5 billion worth.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that like that. I need allowance, dads. My allowance, I think I made $8 every 2 weeks was my allowance when I was growing up. And I had to mow the yard to get it. What was your allowance, man?
I didn't buy things.
No, they were bought for you.
Yep.
Yeah, so. No allowance, just whatever he needed.
Mm-hmm.
Every guy's dude, they make great games over time. It's the only game allowed at your college. That's so weird. It must have had like a different networking or something.
I don't really know how it got on there, but it was on every damn computer.
That's so weird. It must have had something. So Colby has that haircut. Good stuff, Bob. Yeah, I mean, he does. Yeah, he's got
that. Yeah, this haircut was bought for me.
Well, yeah. Well, Pathana means you just got that look about you. So I'm curious about Anthem. I think Anthem's going to bomb, dude. I do. I think, I don't know. The trailer didn't hype me up, Ball and Hobo, I think is my problem. And like, it looks like they're trying to be the Division and Destiny at one time. And I think they're just going to end up being not good because they're trying to be everything. Like, oh, if you like Division, come play Anthem. If you like Destiny, come play Anthem. By the way, no microtransactions. I make a loan. That won't happen. I talk to some of my friends. Like, oh, today I'm going to get $50 PayPal. It's a lot of V-Bucks. Yeah. I'm spending lots of money. I cannot buy myself a better computer. Yeah, dude. I mean, I agree with you. That's just school 101. Friends 101. You know?
People who can do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally it. People who can get new things, they get new things. And
fucking
if you can't,
people with money.
You can't, and dude, you're a person with money. You've got an Apple Watch on right now.
Yeah, you know how much that sent me back? I didn't buy anything else for 5 months. This thing was $400.
My shirt's falling apart, man.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get this whole thing off by the end of the show.
You can't get the whole thing off.
Oh, that's a challenge!
But a good portion of it, yeah, probably. Like, this part's on here.
Yeah.
The thicker ink over here, probably.
It's actually funny that, like, this ink's rubbing off,
mm-hmm.
So you think, like, you could get it off. But, like, this part still looks really good, but it's not attached. It doesn't make any sense at all.
I don't know how those transfers work.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's weird to me. Like, for some reason... I mean, I know what it is. My background's in marketing, you know, but like, it's weird. Like, it's almost the value proposition and stuff doesn't really matter as much as the perceived value. You know what I mean? Like, it's $5 to sub to this show every month.
Yeah.
If you go look and you're like, I get a skin in Fortnite for $5, people who like Fortnite, that $5 to them is incredibly cheap. But $5 to sub to this show feels steep sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it has nothing to do with the quality of content. It's all about how much marketing has brainwashed you and how much value you think you're going to get out
of it. Right. Yeah,
know?
How much it's worth to you, really.
Right.
Really, it's not worth shit.
Right. But, well, and in reality, this show and Fortnite are both worth nothing to you. Mm-hmm. You can't. It's not tangible.
Yeah.
You can't take something that this show gives you and apply it in real life. In any way, and you can't take something that Fortnite gives you and apply it in real life in any way.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
You could spam hogs in every single Twitch chat.
Well, yeah, you could also do the floss dance in the mall. I mean...
No.
You could also, by the way, speaking of our subs, Colby, I pulled the trigger.
Oh, did you?
That's now an official Twitch emote.
Fantastic.
I do feel like, personally, I'm a sub to this channel.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to have to up to tier 2. Because I need that Colby Lick emote. I mean, look at that thing. That is... Yeah. Yeah, in real life, guys, you're in for a treat today. Look at that. Okay, it's going on way too long. I can hear it. I can hear it. I don't want to hear it. It was one thing to just have to stare at it. It's a whole other thing to actually hear the licking, but...
Don't clip that.
Oh, it's getting on the Instagram 100%.
Don't clip that.
It's 100% going on the Instagram.
Why?
I have to milk the content for all it's worth,
God,
man.
You're such
I have to
a
get
dick.
People to stop buying floss dances and sub to the show.
You're terrible.
I'm a terrible friend, but I'm a great show promoter.
Nope. Yeah. You're the worst.
Well, I am also bad at that, too. That's,
yeah,
that's
you're all
fact.
Just bad. Just
yeah,
bad and full of shit.
Fortnite is... Fortnite's a thing. I don't think it's ever...
It's terrible.
It's going to take a while before it goes
rather
away.
Want, I'd rather die.
You play Fortnite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though I already did.
Hey, speaking of video games...
Yeah.
So, for those of you who are new around here, haven't been here a lot, every Thursday night, we do our... That's Tier 2, Menace. That's a Tier 2 sub emote. Every Thursday, we do an episode. And after, we do an hour-long episode, and then after that episode, Colby plays video games for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
The video games are chosen by chat. They're nominated by chat, so in the Discord or on Twitter, you know, they say, Colby should play this game, and then I'll vet the game and see if it's appropriate, and then if it is, I put it on the list, and then it gets added to a poll, and then the most popular one every week, Colby plays on Thursday night. Last Thursday, Colby expressed that he would like scary games.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like scary things, period. I don't like horror movies. I don't like scary video games or anything like that. So I know nothing about really what scary video games are.
It would be the most entertaining shit on the face of the planet.
Well, I agree with you. I'm not against doing it. My problem is I don't know what games to put on the poll because I don't know what a scary game is.
Yeah, I don't either.
So before you guys all just start putting ideas in the chat, what I mean is what scares you? Because there's atmospheric, like... scary games,
mm-hmm.
And then there's like jump scare scary games. There's like horrifically violent, like psychedelic scary video games. You know, like what kind? What is what scares you? Like, are jump scares going to be the best ones for you to play? Or
yeah.
Like, okay,
yeah.
Just simple, mm-hmm. Just simple jump scares.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, gore really doesn't get it for me. It's just the fact that. If I'm in a creepy environment,
what if you're like,
and I don't know what's about to happen.
What if you're like in an asylum?
Like that Silent Hill game?
Right.
Preview where he just looped in an apartment hallway just over and over again and things would change?
Yeah.
That's fucking creepy as shit.
Okay. Now, here's the other problem I have for you. Yeah, exactly, Bono. That's what I was describing. Like Resident Evil. Okay, Resident Evil 7.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about Resident Evil 7. Okay. Because it's going to have too much game in it.
Right.
Like, you're going to get to a hallway and you're going to have to open a door and solve a puzzle.
Nope.
How to get through the door, and then you're going to get angry and you're not going to want to play the game.
Yep.
Now, see, The Evil Within, that's definitely on the list, Sweeney. I agree with that one. Outlast is on the list. I think I'm going to put Until Dawn on the list because all chat has told me is that that game is basically like playing a movie with jump scares in it.
Perfect.
So I feel like that's right up your alley. I'm also going to put Alien Isolation on the list.
Mm.
Do you know what that game is? No. That's where it's, you know, movie Alien.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on the spaceship and the power's gone out and you're trying to escape the ship, but the alien's also on the ship. So at any moment, the alien could begin chasing you and possibly kill you.
Yeah, anything that's immersive, that's going to be the one where I don't have to do a fucking puzzle because I don't
right,
do puzzles
but that's,
in real
that's
life.
The problem is that those are all... Amnesia of the Dark Descent also got recommended, Rocket Man. That's another great one. Here's the problem. I have to walk that line of people don't just make games that are scary. Those are called movies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, video games have to have a game element to them. So, like, and I don't play any of these games. Like, generally, the best game for you to play is one that I've played before.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get stuck...
You know,
I can help you, but like a scary game like this, like I only know Resident Evil because I know the Resident Evil series. But like, say for example, like The Evil Within 1 and 2, like I don't know anything about the gameplay of that game,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know if like it's if it's scary, but it requires an hour of puzzle solving and level and traversal and all that before you get to the scary parts. You know,
typically no, they're probably right in the beginning they get scary.
Well, yeah, but you still have to, like, they're not just going to be a bunch of jump scares over and over again. Like, you're going to have to go through a level or an area for the plot to progress. And in doing that, you're going to have to play the video game, and that's the part you hate.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as I'm scared, that's the only thing.
And I probably will, Platano.
Like, I mean, even if it's just a normal game where, yeah, there's a puzzle, I'm always going to be thinking, like, something's going to come out and kill me. So it's just the aroma.
Right.
Of a scary game that would probably be entertaining because I'm a little bitch.
The aroma.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get what I mean.
Well, I've never heard of Layers of Fear, Rocket Man. I'll have to look that one up. I'm going to save this chat and keep all this stuff, so... Yeah, but to me, like, I think the four options were going to be Outlast. And see, Morris says Alien will be too slow for Colby, and he's not the first person to tell me that, because I was talking about this on my chat the other day, and I got the same idea. But Alien Isolation just sounds so scary. So I'll probably do Outlast. I'll do Resident Evil 7, Until Dawn, and maybe an Evil Within. Because they also have to be, games for console only, because I don't have a gaming PC. And I have to be able to go rent them, so it can't be like an indie game. It has to be a physical game I can go get. So, I think that's going to be my list.
Sweet.
And then chat can pick.
Sounds good to me.
And how many weeks in a row do you want to do scary games?
I don't know. However many. If it's popular, then two, three,
well,
four.
Here's the thing. The way poll works is that generally I nominate four games, and then the winner goes away. I put one more game in there.
Yeah.
So right now we have a poll with three losers that generally would be on next week's poll.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to boot those out. I think that would be Breath of the Wild, Enter the Gungeon. I don't even remember what the third one was.
I don't either.
I don't even remember. But it was those two games and then one other one. So I'm going to boot those out and put four scary games on there. So I guess what we could do is we could continue cycling through scary games. The other question is, Menace brought this up in my chat. Why are we doing this in August?
I don't know.
Why don't we have Scary Month in October?
I had the idea, man. We could still be playing shit games until October, but I'm just trying to move it along.
Move it along? What's that mean?
Scary games are going to be funner to watch me play.
You think so?
Yeah, because I'm a little bitch and I'm going to scream and die every time that it happens.
Well, I mean, you scream
and
you
may
die
be,
in every
that
game.
Sounds entertaining to me.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. I don't know. It's your guys' choice.
No,
anyways.
I would rather you give some input as to what you like, because the things that most people like, for example, Crash Bandicoot, Uncharted, games that are fun to watch and play, you hate those games.
I hate playing them in 2 hours. Oh, wait. I hate Crash.
Yeah. Well, you...
But Uncharted,
but no,
I hate playing
no,
only for 2 hours.
No, because Uncharted, you skipped all the cutscenes, man.
Yeah, because I wanted to get into the fucking game. I only had 2 fucking hours, and that is the first scene.
You don't have to. You can play... If you like a game, you can play it over and over again.
No.
You have the power to be like, I like this game. I want to continue playing this game.
That's weird to take a week break in between.
Well, you can come over in the evening if you want.
Mm.
Resident Evil 7? Okay. That's what Menace wants you to play. When's the new Resident Evil 2 coming out? I think it comes out January of next year, I think, is when it comes out. It's not too far off, the Resident Evil 2 remaster.
But you play Resident Evils.
I haven't played the newest one, but I have played.
Is it too scary?
No,
or
I just
haven't played it.
No,
because,
it came out
I mean,
before
if
I was
you
streaming,
play it, it's not going to be too scary.
Well, I'm just terrified. I'm scared. I terrified of scary things. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I don't watch scary movies. It's horrible. I've been trying to get over it. Like, last couple Halloweens, we've gotten together, we watched some scary movies. You know, I'm trying to get over it because I'm 31.
They're also, movies.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been getting over it, okay? Back in the day, like 17, 18, this game called Fear came out.
I remember
that
Fear.
Game. Fear was like, that made me poop my pants.
Yeah.
So I made my friend play it, and
mm-hmm.
I watched.
Yep.
And that made it okay.
Right.
Like, what I couldn't handle was, like, hitting W.
Uh-huh.
And
you
and
being
knowing
in
that it's going to happen
right.
and not knowing when. But,
nope.
Like, if
yeah,
I'm
I went
watching
the
it
same
happen,
thing.
Like, so I think I'm going to be able to watch you play mm-hmm. these scary games, and I won't, I mean, I'll probably
oh, yeah.
be scared.
I've been the same way. I've always,
right.
like, I can watch people do it, I just don't want to be the traverser.
But you're going to be the traverser
uh-huh.
now.
I'm older, I don't give a shit.
Okay. All right.
Or I might, and it's going to be funny, because I'll be scared as dick, and I won't move.
Well, and I think Rocket Man, like, I think you're right. I think, like, as long as he doesn't skip the cutscenes like he did with Uncharted 4, I think he's, like, Until Dawn will probably be a game that's fun to watch and play. Plus, Hayden Panettiere's in it, man.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I know you like her boobs.
Oh, yeah, totally. Why? Okay. Why do you think I like her specifically?
Because she's got boobs.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, so.
But.
Boobs are great.
There are better boobs.
I mean, yeah, there's always better something, but still, boobs are great. You gonna deny on that? Boobs are great? Okay.
No, I'm not denying that. I'm just saying that they're, like, lower on the boob scale.
There's a boob scale? Oh, my God, dude. Has anybody played PT? I have not. Of course, you guys know that because I haven't ever played scary games, but I guess I'll make that poll, and I'll put it up in the Discord and on the Twitter and do all the things with it. So if you're not joined to the Discord or you're not following the Twitter, it's Exclamation Point Discord or twitter.com/7Colby. That's where you get the poll. And then we're here Thursdays, and Colby will be playing one starting this Thursday. So.
Yep. We'll just do 2 months of scare. How about that?
Two months?
Leading up to October.
I mean, I think we're going to run out of games.
Yeah. That's okay.
That's going to be the problem.
That's okay.
Like, I also need suggestions.
We'll throw a happy one in there to, you know.
Well, I don't mean scary games. I mean just in general.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to start running out of games.
Mm.
Like, you play a different game every week.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I need chat to give me some game ideas that would be fun for you to play.
Make it a long game, and I'll play it for 2 weeks.
Well, there's lots of games on, but you just said that you don't want to play games over a week span.
Well, fucking suck it up. If it's a good game, I could do it.
Like, see, I would love for you to play, like, Red Dead Redemption.
That's why I said, let's play Uncharted again, but you were like, nah,
that's because you already skipped it, man. Everyone was mad at you for skipping the things. I was mad at you for hating a game that I love. You were mad at you because you were alive during it.
Yep.
It was not a good thing for anybody. We can do games from, here's the consoles we can play. As long as we can go rent it. Here's what we can do. Or you can mail it to our P.O. box if you feel generous. Xbox One, PS4, PS3, GameCube, Super NES, N64, PS3. Those are the consoles we can play. And then anything that's backward compatible, obviously, on Xbox One. So pretty much any Xbox 360 game. We can do all those games.
We can play Fear, man.
Fear we could play.
Bring that back.
That game was so terrifying. Mm-hmm. I'm sad I never got to actually.
Anytime I heard The Witch, I was like, oh, nope.
I just remember, like, that game came out, like, right at the same time that The Ring came out, and it just totally ripped off The Ring's villain. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just a little scary girl. Remember that?
Yeah.
They have, like, three of those games, though.
Fears?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know that.
Ball and Hobo says, do a part one on. Well, I mean, we could do that. Not every week, but for some games that you like, we could do a longer stream on Sunday.
Yeah.
But generally, yeah. Colby's busy. Like, the thing is that he doesn't want to be here.
Yeah.
Like, he's laughing, but it's not a joke.
It's not.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be here.
I'd rather be laying in bed,
yeah,
watch Game of Thrones.
Like, it's already a struggle to get him to do 5 hours a week, let alone.
Hey, we need 12 viewers, man, then third show.
Yep, that's true. We did say 12 viewers concurrent. Over 3 weeks.
Yep.
Or 30 days, sorry.
Still has not happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't. Guys, please follow the show if you're not following on Twitch and watch us. Although, you know, Colby doesn't want to be here, so why would you?
Because it's fun.
You ever think about that, man? Like, I don't want to get out of bed to do the show. Why would our audience want to get out of bed to watch?
Yeah, no, I think about that a lot.
Okay, and mm-hmm. What's the conclusion you come to?
I get out of bed for it. If I didn't want to be here, I wouldn't be here.
Oh, yeah. It's no big deal. We appreciate the people that are here. The show will grow, I hope. But, you know.
Yeah.
Colby's got his new back brace. That's going to bring people in for sure.
Right?
Yeah. It'll get you excited.
It's really hot.
It is really hot. You want to go turn on the air conditioner?
Yeah, it's really hot.
Okay, I'll go turn down the air.
My back's sweaty, especially with this brace on. It's black. It absorbs the heat. Turn that AC down, man. I don't think it's going to help. Not in time. For me to not feel hot. I'm going to throw this at him when he comes back in, chat. Just wait for it. Just wait for it. As soon as he takes his time. Waddling his way back here. Fucking asshole. Gonna kill ya. Gonna murder. You want all the viewers here to leave? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Sorry, man.
That's what I thought.
It's really hard to turn down the air conditioner today. It was super far away for some reason. If that would have turned off a power strip, that would have been a
nightmare. Oh, that would have been great.
That would have ended the entire show. Then we could have left.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks, man.
There's your ball back.
I told him I was going to throw it at you. I had to do it.
That's okay, man. I mean, I heard you say it because I was just standing outside the door.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to you flounder. It's one of my favorite things.
No, I'm sure it is.
It is. It's one of the greatest. I don't know if the listeners enjoy it, but I sure enjoy making
sure
it happen.
They don't.
So, man, give me an update on your life because you've had a lot of life change the last 2 weeks.
Like what?
Like no longer drinking and taking steroids instead.
I kind of botched the first part of that.
So you're drinking again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any details you want to share? Or? So you just look in the mirror and you see your puff nips and you're okay with them?
Yeah. Wear shirts that hide them. Just wear black.
You know, that is the first step to being fat.
Mm-hmm.
Just no longer caring.
Yep.
You know?
Don't really care.
Like, I'm supposed to be, you know, getting in weight or getting in shape for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of doing that, I go to Taco Bell, you know? Yeah,
that's not a good decision.
Yeah, but that's what you're doing. You're like, I shouldn't have puff nips anymore, but instead I'm going to drink Miller Lite.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pilling, Ballin' Hobo. I'm pilling.
Yeah, so SARMs is still happening. The steroids?
Yeah, they're not really doing much.
No, really? No. You're telling me that your legal steroid isn't really doing anything for you? What a surprise, Chad. I can't tell you guys, but I am. I'm shocked. I'm shocked that that's the case. Well, Rocket Man, we're glad you're here, man. We're glad you're here.
Yeah, Ballin, no. I'm just always pissed. Before the roids. But now.
Well, this isn't the first time in your life you've done steroids. Like, you've actually done real steroids in your life, haven't you?
No, I've not.
I feel like you have.
No, I've never shot anything into my ass. Never.
I feel like you might have.
No.
Would you tell us if you had?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can tell you one person who has.
Is it Tony P?
Not doing it for legal reasons I'm not describing, but it may or may not be Tony P.
Okay, if it's Tony P., say nothing. Okay, so that's not legally.
No.
Like they can't prove anything.
No, that we're making it up.
Right.
This show's a comedy show. You can't take anything seriously. But yeah, he definitely
What's he going to do, sue us with all his lawyers?
Yeah man, he might.
Put a video of himself on YouTube where he went big gay on his testicles.
Mm-hmm.
You think he cares?
No.
He absolutely doesn't care.
No, I'm pretty sure he said that he's done it already.
Yes, he's proud.
Mm-hmm.
He's proud of it.
Probably. But yeah, no, I've never done that.
Allegedly, though, you have?
No.
So when you were swolby and you were going to the gym,
yeah,
and you posted Instagram pictures of you shirtless.
It was never steroids. That okay. I never shot anything into my body. Now, pro-hormones are pills that you take.
Okay.
Which is basically what the SARM shit is.
Okay.
That I've done several times.
Now, is that prescription or is it still over the counter
it's
like
over
your
the
SARMs?
Counter, yeah.
Okay. So mm-hmm. why'd you take SARMs instead of that?
Because
if you know those
got
work.
Illegal.
Oh, they are illegal?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why
they weren't when I got them.
Right.
Because I buy them from a legitimate storefront supplement place. But, yeah, they eventually get illegal because too many people are doing them. Too many people are abusing them by taking, like, three
What's
three
the active ingredient in that?
Oh, fuck. Who knows?
So when it's illegal,
mm-hmm.
do they ban the ingredient?
No, they don't ban the actual thing. They ban the supplement stores from selling that product.
So why can't the company make the exact same product?
Just different.
And just a different name for it.
I think that's what it is. I think that's what the SARM shit is.
And who bans them? It's not
it's
the
probably,
government.
No. I'm sure it's the type of the chemical compounds
Do
together.
Do you think that it's a conspiracy?
It's not a name.
That supplement world is like, let's ban this. And then people will be like, where's it at? Be like, oh man, it was too good, it got banned. And then a month later, the same company releases the exact same pill. But instead of it being white, now it's blue. And they just rename it and they push back and they're like, it's the same thing
Possibly.
As before, but this one, you know, it's got a little different chemical makeup.
They
so you better buy it now before they grab
definitely
it.
Definitely used it, but used it as a marketing kind of gimmick to be like, hey, it's going to be gone soon. You might as well, you better get it now or else never get it. Yeah, that's definitely a thing. Mm-hmm.
And you don't feel like being a part of that world is...
Like, no, because either way...
Like
if it's mentally
like
or if it's actually something different, it makes me go to the gym more because I just spent money on it. So
oh,
to
that's
me,
right.
That's
you did
it.
Say that a couple weeks ago.
To me,
like,
that's
I just spent
it.
$60 on pills.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
$150.
But see, for me, it's the opposite because I'm like, I just spent $60 on fast food. I probably should sit on the couch. Right?
No.
Well, then why don't you just drink more Miller and be like, wow, I really got to go to the gym?
Because that doesn't help in any way.
Hey, Cha-Cha Chanel. Cha Chanel. Not Cha-Cha. Cha-Cha-Nel.
Cha-Cha-Nel?
I can't read.
Cha-Chanel.
Anyway, so you're still taking the SARMs,
mm-hmm.
the legal steroid, mm-hmm. but they're not doing anything.
I mean, they might be doing something.
What are they supposed to do?
Well, it's supposed to be like a cutting. I'm not bulking. I'm cutting now.
I thought, so but at the beginning of the year, weren't you bulking?
Yeah.
What's happening? Why are you changing?
Because that's what you do. In the winter, you bulk when no one's going to see your body.
You're like a bear.
So then you get real big and fat, and then the bigger and fatter you get, the more muscle you can have. And then once you build up that muscle under the fat, you lose the fat, and then you get cut, and then you look big. And
but it's August.
I know I'm doing the wrong time frame. I bulked in the summer, and now I'm cutting in the winter. It's really
yeah, not you're
great.
Doing it backwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting fat in the wrong places.
Yeah.
So that's probably why I'm like, I don't like it.
Well, I think, is there a place to get...
Maybe I want to know that I can go back.
Are you doing like Mac and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and you're going to do Fat Mac and then you're going to do Cut Mac?
Yeah. Is that what you're doing? I mean, that's a thing. Yeah, bulking and cutting. Yeah, that's why he got fat was to bulk up.
No, he was accumulating mass. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The bigger you get, the more muscles you can have.
I don't understand anything you're saying to me.
This is what people say, man. This is just
I don't trust
works.
You.
This is just how it works.
I don't trust. You're wearing a back brace right now, man.
Shut up. It's because I lift heavy shit. My back hurts.
I feel like you're not the person who's like who should be giving fitness advice right now as you sit in a back brace vaping.
Don't judge my life, Mr. Fat Ass. Spending $60 on fast food. Shove it
really?
Down your gullet, make you have a heart attack. I'm gonna have a heart attack from
oh
all these pills,
God,
probably.
Dude.
But no,
I truly believe women don't care how fat men are. Like, I think they love a good. I think being fat is not the only. Like a good body is not the only thing women
no.
care about. I think if you have other assets, that helps. But I tell you one thing, I think being not fat helps.
Yeah.
Like I think women like men like boobs. Good date. Like women are like. Take a sum of traits and that if there's enough good there, they date regardless of the bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, yeah, I'd agree.
Because they have brains that they use and
right.
they're just like boobs.
Cavemen.
You know? Cavemen. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Must hunt. Gather.
Yeah.
Go home.
I mean, really, the body isn't really for women. It's mainly for me to be like, I look good.
Yeah, exactly.
And be confident
yeah,
in
I
myself.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Yeah. Are you from America? Yes, we're from Kansas.
Smack dab in the middle.
Yep, it sucks. Don't ever come here.
Don't.
If you're not from America, go somewhere else in America. If you want to visit, never come to Kansas. It's awful.
Would not recommend it.
No. In fact, I actively don't recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like one of those things, like, I don't recommend coming here. It's one of those things, like, I recommend not coming here.
Never.
Like, go anywhere else.
It's hell. You want to go to hell? Come to Kansas.
Terrible, dude. It's terrible.
Great. It's great. God, my back.
I'm sorry. I feel bad, dude.
Ugh.
I don't remember you having back problems.
Dude, I know.
Yeah,
it's
I really do feel
in
bad
recently.
For you.
I don't really know why.
It's 25.
Maybe.
You're 25 now.
But yeah, I just can't. I can't sleep. I've always slept on my stomach.
No, please don't go to Kansas. There's no cowboys here. That's Wyoming. If you want to see cowboys, go to Wyoming. There's literally nothing here that other states don't have better. Don't go to Kansas.
Do you
disagree? Nope. Wheat, Nebraska has better wheat in Kansas.
We got better wheat.
Nope, Nebraska.
Corn.
Corn's in Iowa.
Sunflowers.
We might have the best sunflowers, but do you even know where to go see them?
No.
Okay, so.
On the internet.
Yeah, Google sunflowers. Boom, you saw them.
Boom, you saw them. Aren't we the sunflower state?
We are the sunflower
okay.
state, yeah.
That's what yeah. I thought.
I mean, I'm sure that sunflowers grow other places than Kansas.
Oh, definitely.
But you may have found the one thing.
I think that's the one thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, don't come to Kansas.
What's good in Kansas, for real? This show. And then leaving.
Yep.
The highways here are really good. No joke. They're one of the best highways. They're both one of the top-rated highway systems in America. That's not a joke. But
that
is because they're good to use to get out of the state. Like, your journey through will be amazing. Where is Kansas? We, like, America, Kansas is right here in the middle.
Yeah. Smack dab.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of America. Yeah, it's terrible.
Get a firm bed? Yeah, Bowen, let me just go out and buy a new mattress, because I got that type of cash. Just a...
Oh, by the way, my sister, brand new bed.
Yeah, of course.
It's like this thick.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Queen size bed.
My mattress is not old. It's a good mattress, but it is soft.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
And the one thing is, if you have a hard mattress, you can get like a pillow top to make it softer, but you can't get a board to put over a soft mattress.
I got my mattress off Craigslist when I moved to Manhattan, and that was in 2010.
Yeah, that's probably not good.
And I will sleep on that mattress until I die.
Don't do that. You
what
have
am I
bed
do?
Bugs, man.
You don't have bed bugs? They don't just grow out of nothing.
8 years, bro.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, they grow out of the dead skin that's in your mattress.
I don't have skin.
You have skin.
Is it hot? It is hot. What's this weather like? I haven't been outside today.
Oh, it's not too bad today. It's 73.
73 degrees, so mm-hmm. That's like...
A brief rain shower is starting.
I think that's like
4 minutes ago.
16 degrees Celsius, I think. What is it, 73?
Yep.
22. I was low.
Yeah, you were
I was low, man.
That was the worst
I
one
messed
you've
up.
Done yet.
I messed up on that. I messed up. God, I suck. I'm so disappointed in myself. Stop spending your money on your fancy Apple Watches then, yeah.
I've had this for 3-4 years.
Could have got a bed instead.
Cannot. It was only $400. My mattress I have right now was $1,000.
Well, yeah, but your parents bought it for you.
Yes.
But you can get mattresses like here. Like, go to Amazon.
Well, how about I get one of those purples?
Well, I was thinking like Casper or there was another brand,
can
too.
Can you type Amazon?
No! Would you not judge me, man?
You failed like fourth time.
I'm trying to
what
talk
are you looking
type.
At? Why are you looking at that Canon camera, bro?
Dude, I want this camera for our show.
For what fucking reason?
Look at this camera.
Yeah, that's too much.
It's beautiful.
It's like a fucking red. Why do you need that? Why in the hell do we need that?
We don't need it now, but eventually when we get our studio and stuff, I just like looking at things.
We will definitely
dreaming.
Not need that.
This
ever.
Is what I dream of.
No.
Yeah, what do you mean, ever?
Stop.
Don't tell me to stop living my life.
I'm telling you.
I like this camera. I hate you. What are we doing? Not Alexa skills. God, I can't type. Mattress. Okay. See, look at this. Look at this on Amazon, dude. $224 for a Sealy bed. Oh, yeah, sorry. Chaw Chanel is asking. I got so many questions for your Americans. Can you tell me your names? Yeah. Seth, he's Colby. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, you got it.
Hey, did you play our little thingy?
I did, right at the beginning
of
the show.
Oh, you did? I don't remember seeing it at all. Bam, look at that. That's us. It's super fancy. Can't see mine, though.
Are you happy, man?
Yep. Thanks, bro.
No problem. No problem. Okay. Here's one. A Tuft and Needle Queen Mattress. $595. It's a little bit more than your Apple Watch, but look at this. Look at that. And see, I think you go to these Casper mattresses. Okay,
we
that one's $1,000.
Yeah, we're
we're not brothers.
We're related.
We're brothers from another mother. Yeah. We've been best friends for like 10 years, but we're not actually related. You can tell because of the looks. See, like, look at this one right here.
You just want to distance yourself from me. You don't want it to be known that we're related. I get it.
Dude, you're clearly Asian, and I'm clearly not. Okay, Casper might be a little expensive, but the point is look at all these mattresses on here that you could buy for the same price of your Apple Watch, man. You're trying to... Chris is in chat now yelling at me because I'm looking at mattresses for you. Chris, 5 seconds ago, I said I'm going to lay on our mattress until I die. Did I not say that?
You did.
I did say it. Okay. What did Morris send us in chat? It better not be the pic of... That's for you, I think, because you have the Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny, dude. I literally had a conversation with you... maybe last week or a couple weeks about how I don't like Mac anymore and I kind of just want to go full Windows.
Yeah.
Literally, my brother, we were eating breakfast at McDonald's yesterday before we went and moved. And he's like, I'm done with PC. I want to move to Mac.
Why?
Because he like it's literally the opposite. of what I went through. He said he opens up Task Manager and his System 32 is taking up like so much of his memory and slowing down his computer. And I'm like, I literally last Sunday had my kernel using 312% of my processor. So that just goes to show that we're right. Everything sucks.
Yeah, everything
it's all
does.
Broke and it's terrible. So there you go. With $612, I could buy a PC. Yep. You could. Colby already has a PC. He has a PC and a laptop and an iPad.
No,
a projector.
What are you fucking talking about?
In his
about?
Bedroom.
I don't have a PC.
Well, you have a Mac Pro.
Yeah, but that's old and dead.
And you still have one. Do you not have a projector in your bedroom where you
I
watch
do.
Game of Thrones? There
yeah.
You go. See?
It was cheap.
It was a birthday present.
Yeah.
But see, I'm doing the American thing, and I'm spinning the facts in a way that reflects badly on you.
Yeah, because you a dick.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
a big old dick.
Well, that's what I did.
You're a big old dick.
This is making up for last week when you shat on The Witcher.
Well, yeah, The Witcher sucks ass.
See, now I'm going to make up for it by mentioning how you laid in bed all day yesterday with your girlfriend and you watched Game of Thrones on your wall with your 4K projector.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How is that?
Just saying.
How's that a bad thing?
Just saying, a projector, you know, you could have got a mattress for the cost of that projector, probably.
Yeah, I don't need a mattress, though. Like,
you,
I
well,
have
you
one
just
of those.
Talked about how you needed a mattress.
I did not.
I feel like you,
chat
need,
said I
you
did.
Need a mattress
I
more
need
than,
one.
You know, you needed a projector.
Nope.
You know?
I just need more pillows.
Pillow it up. That would make your bed softer. Right?
Yeah, but I sit up in my bed. And
my country, with $612, you could buy an i5 with a 1050 Ti at 6 gigabytes of RAM. That's not bad. I have to get a PC, too, at some point. So I have no money, but I have a PC laptop projector in my bedroom. I watch it. You roll deep like Colby, then. That's all I have to say. Guys, both wealthy.
Rolling in the deep.
It is funny, though. Like, you remember projectors used to have that stigma? Of like rich people have projectors
yeah.
because they used to only be used in like home theaters.
Well, yeah,
know?
Most homes don't have white ass walls,
yeah.
so you got to
well,
get the
all
screen.
Apartments do.
Yeah, every single apartment. Yeah. So I don't have a screen. I've got $100 sound bar. Like it's not a big deal.
Yeah,
it's not a big deal.
I mean, it's not.
It's not a big deal though.
I do want to see it though.
It's,
I bet
it's nice.
Awesome.
It's definitely nice
how,
when it's
how
dark.
How big
in there.
Is the viewable area?
Is there a way to do it? It's probably corner to corner, and then the bottom.
Well then it's 16 by 9.
Yeah,
right?
It's 16
yeah.
by 9, but it's probably that width, I would say.
What is that? 10 feet?
Oh, it's like a 70-inch, maybe bigger.
No, that's not 70 inches. That's like 10 feet.
That is not
I think
10
this wall is 14
feet.
Feet. I think this is a 14 by 10
There's
room.
There's no way that is 10 feet.
I'm pretty sure that might be 10 feet.
Either
yeah,
here.
The grumpy cat? Yeah, that's Colby's spirit animal. I think I might have a tape measure.
Let's not even worry about it.
That's because
you know
I'm going to go look
big.
And then I'm not going to come back for
yeah,
a long time.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm proud of you for catching
yeah,
on.
Fuck off what you're getting up and shit. Ugh.
Ugh. I almost got you. I'm mad. Oh, I'm so mad that you caught me, dude. Colby's a baller, but he's cheap. Yeah, he's a baller on a budget. That's what he is. I mean, you are taking 3 vacations in the next 6 months, too. So
that's true. That's mainly where all my cash is going.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, if you've got money, spend it on things you enjoy. And honestly, I think travel is probably one of the... I think more people should spend their money on traveling and less on just frivolous things.
Yeah.
Because I do think that traveling is one of the best ways to really get life experience.
That's where I've gone, man. I haven't bought shit. This is literally the last thing I've bought that wasn't food.
Yeah.
And I didn't buy that projector, so before that...
I know.
Fucking... I have no idea. Couldn't tell you. Couldn't fucking tell you.
Miller. Is that Clown's food?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I think it does. Kinda. Yeah, I don't even know. Hey, Icy, how are you doing? How are you doing, girl? What's your favorite show? Dude, I don't even know. I would have to tell you, like,
Grr.
We both love It's Always Sunny.
Yep.
Right now I'm watching Westworld, which I'm loving. Did you ever finish the last season of Westworld?
Season 2? No.
God, it's so
I did not even start.
It's so good, man.
I bet you it sucks ass.
I hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
it's
do.
It's the same as The Witcher.
I know. But, it's really good and you hate it for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's what you're like.
Game of Thrones, Always Sunny.
I mean, Game of Thrones right now is your favorite, right? Do you
yeah,
think?
It's always
do you
been.
Think 10 years from now you're going to look back and be like, wow, Game of Thrones holds up to the test of time?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I never got on the Game of Thrones.
I can tell you, though, I agree with you more now on there are a lot of pointless episodes
yeah.
going back through it. Like, really, the only good episodes are, like, from 6 and up towards the end. The last 4 are always really good. And the first 5 are, like, real slow.
How is Disenchantment, Ball and Hobo? I wanted to watch that, but Chris said she didn't want to, so I'll probably watch it by myself. But how you like it?
It's dumb.
Do you even know what it is?
No, but anything with enchantment in it is probably not going to be
good. It's made by the same person who made Futurama.
Oh, okay, Simpsons. Maybe that's better.
It might be okay.
But. I was thinking like Once Upon a Time kind of crap.
I think it might. I think Cha Chanel is right. Cha Chanel? She's French. I mean, I would.
Cha Chanel?
Or he.
Cha Chanel. I
shouldn't assume. Anyway, Game of Thrones. I don't know, man. Game of Thrones, to me, it's like too... I don't know how to describe it. It's like Westworld, to me, has like a very steady plot line that it's always kind of walking. And Game of Thrones is just... like, they want you to care about what the characters are going through. Like, that's the point. Like, here's what's happening to the Lannisters. Here's what's happening to the... to the Starks. Here's what's happening to the Tyrells. Here's what's happening to all these families. But then I don't like anyone in those families.
Yeah.
So I really only care about them beating the White Walkers at the end of the show, which inevitably will either happen or not happen. One of them's going to win or lose.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it takes 8 seconds or 8 seasons to get to that one final question I had. And
oh,
like,
yeah,
so the rest
like
is kind of filler.
Opera.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a little soap opera.
I think it's definitely overhyped for what it was.
Right. Like I don't think we're going to look back at it like we would like a Breaking Bad.
No.
And be like, "Wow, that was a show of its
time." Cuz
yeah,
once you know what happens, you know what happens, and it's not like right. there's not I mean, there is a lot of rewatchability to it because
I agree.
Like I could rewatch
the
wall battle
episode.
But that's
not because of the plot, because of the violence and the nudity, which is really why Game of Thrones is famous.
But I like the plot too. Well, kind of.
It's,
there are some of the dumber
bad.
Things
it's
that
just,
I'm noticing.
It's not the winning point of it.
Yeah.
It's like what
I mean,
battle
I used to love
into.
The plot though. But now I'm rewatching it, and then I'm like, kind of like, I don't give a shit
and,
about.
And I think good shows get better the more you watch them.
Gone
right?
back to Dothrak, and
right.
she gets taken back there. Or...
speaking of which, Icy says you need to shave, and Colby's not shaving because he's going to be Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
For Halloween.
Yeah. I know it looks like crap.
I think it looks fine.
It looks like crap.
I think it looks good, actually.
It looks like shit.
I mean, obviously, I don't think so. Britt doesn't think so, so I think you're good. Yeah. I think again. So, I'm a girl with an Arabian name. It'd be funny to say America. Just Shimei. That's what I would say. How would you pronounce it?
For America, just Shimei.
That's what I said.
Shimei.
What's that? Okay.
Shimei.
That's a good enough recommendation.
Shimei.
I mean, all I'm looking for is to laugh, so that's good enough for me.
Shimei.
Yeah. We're wrong. We're wrong.
Shimei.
Shimei. Chimay?
I don't know, man.
Chimay. I do. We're never going to know.
I got nothing for a
We're never going to know.
Nothing.
Why is he staying with his backpack on his back? It's not a backpack. It's a back brace. He's dying inside.
Yeah.
He needs it to help him. So. Waima? No.
What? Chaima?
We're never going to say it right. We appreciate you being here, and sorry we're stupid. Okay, we're just going to go with that. So, yeah. What was I saying?
Chimera.
What?
Huh?
Chimera, the disease from Mission Impossible 2? Oh, my goodness, dude. So, besides Game of Thrones, what are you doing right now?
Existing.
Like, is there any, like, movies you've seen, or...
Saw Mission Impossible.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Okay. Ring an endorsement.
It wasn't bad. I mean, it was predictable as shit. It's the same goddamn plot as the last fucking 3.
Were they disavowed again in this movie?
No.
Okay, well, thank God.
Kind of.
Well, God.
Like, they needed the CIA to overmine them.
Chaima? Like that?
Chaima?
You said it right.
Chaima. Chaima. That. Chaima.
Okay. I'll forget. So congratulations,
yep,
I get it right, dude.
But yeah, okay. So they needed the CIA to overlook them because Ethan lost.
Aren't they in the CIA now?
No. Alec Baldwin used to be the head of the CIA. He left the CIA to come work for.
They got rolled up IMF. In too.
No, still separate. Or maybe not.
I don't know, man.
I don't really know. Anyways, the very beginning scene is like Ethan and his team like tracking down like 3 uranium balls that can form nuclear weapons, and then they get taken, and then their job is to find them again. But it was either let Luther die or take the uranium and get out of there. And so Ethan chose Luther over the...
Well, yeah, of course.
Right. And so then the CIA is, well, he's too close to this. He won't let one person die for the greater good, blah, blah, blah. So then fucking Superman comes in and then is overseeing him. But the action scenes are fucking crazy, man.
Well, that's the good part, right?
I mean, thanks to a little CGI help, but there that whole when he jumps out of the airplane bit, that's all one take. Not really, but that they literally, he jumped out of a plane with another dude with an
Tom
IMAX
Cruise,
camera
like,
on the face.
He's like notorious for doing those on his
own,
right?
Dude, it's fucking nuts.
Yeah. He's another one of those pilots,
The helicopter, like, legitimately, as close as he could to mountains. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy, man.
That's crazy shit.
It's crazy.
But, yeah, it was good. It was just the same plot. People had nuclear weapons. They needed to stop people with nuclear weapons. They barely do it with, like, a second left.
Of course.
Yeah.
They put people's faces on again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's Mission Impossible. That's what they do. Icy wants to know what the black straps are, too.
Should have worn it on my shirt.
You should have.
Yep.
Should have. Please don't ask me about my back brace.
Yeah. It's a back brace. It's a posture corrector.
That's what it is. It's not a back brace. No. He's not paralyzed.
No.
It's to help him sit appropriately.
Mm-hmm. It's not working.
I think it's got to be working. Your back still hurts.
A little bit.
Do you think your back's going to hurt more while you get used to it?
Maybe. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
But
because if your body
is getting
corrected.
I know
when
my back hurts or I'm not sitting properly is when I'm hunched, and then when I sit back up straight, my back pops, because it just did when I just sat up straight.
So it's not helping you?
Not really. Like, I mean, it keeps my shoulders back a little bit, but...
What about Chris's advice of your back will always hurt, just embrace the pain?
Yeah. Yep.
It's a real optimistic outlook.
She's got that wheel out there. I got a fucking foam roller. That's the only way I can
relieve
it.
We got both, actually.
Yeah.
We got a foam roller and the wheel.
That's the only way I can relieve it.
Just get a book on your head for posture.
That's not a book.
It's the same concept. Okay. Now you got to do the show with that on your head.
This feels like I am in the wrong posture.
Well, but you don't know what the right posture is, do you?
I do, though.
You don't. Okay, so you got to do the show like that, the rest of the show like that. If it falls off once, bad posture.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
But so, I also can't really talk because it moves on my head and it's going to fall.
They're fine. Just, we can hear you.
Okay.
It's all good.
Cool.
Okay. It's very distracting to do a show with you with that.
I bet. It looks like I'm a graduate.
It does. Oh, we gotta play canon in D major or whatever. So you only watch a Game of Thrones?
That and Brooklyn.
Okay.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is great. I can't believe I've skipped out on that show for this long.
I've never seen an episode of it.
It's so good.
Is it really?
It's by the same writers who did Parks and Rec. Same producers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'd like. I do like Andy.
Andy Samberg's great in it. I love the
Terry
fucking.
Terry Crews is in it. He's
Terry's,
good.
Yeah.
Has the corgi shown up yet?
Yeah,
yeah,
Cheddar.
Yeah, Corgi, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that's how I can get feel like I can get Chris to watch it.
Captain Holt is the best. Him, Rosa, and Andy are the best 3 characters, I think.
Okay.
Also, the actress who plays Rosa is fucking crazy different than her character, and it blows my mind.
Like, accent-wise or personality-wise?
Like, her character is so bland and hates everything and just is a...
Right.
Really, like...
So she's playing an Aubrey... She's playing an Aubrey Plaza character, but she's not
Aubrey
Plaza.
But in real life, she's, like, the most bubbliest person I've ever seen.
That's acting,
it's
man.
It's super weird.
It's just like, you know, Anthony Hopkins plays all those, you know, roles where he's, like...
But, like, Captain Holt is the exact same person in real life than he is as his character, just a little more laughy.
Yeah.
Andy Samberg, basically the exact same as his character.
Well, this means the lady's an actor, right?
Yeah. She's really good. It blows my mind.
Yeah. I've never watched it for so long either. I mean, I probably need to check it out.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's only on that site, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That or Hulu.
Wouldn't be able to look Colby square in the face without laughing. It is difficult I'm trying to just not look at the top of his head.
I am very surprised this stayed where it has
stayed. I mean, your head's very flat.
I mean, I think it might be the hair.
Your hair. Your hair is definitely helping. You basically got a table on top of your head for the iPad, so it works really well. But
I can't really move, though.
Well, I think that's part of the point. You're not supposed to move. You're supposed to sit there with good posture, and it helps your back.
Yeah, but I move my head a lot.
Don't.
Like, I got a vape now, and I don't know how I'm going to do that.
Where's your vape pen? I'll put it in your mouth
for
you.
I got it. Don't worry about it. I got this. I got it. I'm doing good. See, this thing is helping.
Yeah,
without this brace,
it
would have fallen
man.
Off so fast.
Yep, there you go, man.
Boom.
You just got to, and then sooner rather than later, you know, your body will get used to that, and you won't need the book or the brace anymore. You're just going to be in that position at all times. When literally, this is my posture right now. Look at me.
Yeah, that's probably bad. How does your back not hurt?
Oh, it does.
Oh, okay.
Very often.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I go and like every time when I'm streaming or something, I go and I take a pee break and I'll lay on bed and crack my back and I'll come back and it hurts.
Do you see me? I just nodded and this thing
did
not move.
Look at you, man.
I think it's my hair. I swear to God, it's like glue.
Let's start stacking things on it.
All right. Okay, it's going to get heavy.
Okay, well, let's do something light. How about here? I got an idea.
Like, my head already hurts.
Stand outside.
My head already hurts. I saw in military, for good posture, they put pins upside in your collars so you're always looking straight and don't stab your chin. That doesn't sound fun. Hey, you guys changed the logo. It looks good. Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it. Oh, that's leaning. That's why, what? Yeah, that's better.
There.
Now I've got a weird top hat.
Yeah, you do. Eh. That's better.
Yeah, no, that's good.
That's better right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you guys like the new logo and stuff? Colby actually updated it. We still don't have alerts. We're getting closer. But, a shoe? That's a great idea, Morris. Let's see, if he makes it till 3:30, I'll go get a shoe.
Yeah.
I got a flip-flop I can put up there.
Cool.
Yeah.
See, I ain't moving my head. I don't need anywhere to go.
You know, we still have 30 minutes of the show left.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. All right.
My neck's starting to hurt a little bit. Don't really know what that's about, but...
Probably the fact that you have an iPad and toilet paper on your head.
Probably.
Yeah.
But... Oh, well.
I think you can get through it.
Yeah, I'm good.
I think you'll be okay. So, what episode of Game of Thrones are you on now? You got to be almost done. I feel like you've been watching Game of Thrones for the last 6 years.
Oh, we blazed through a season yesterday, yeah.
Okay.
So, we're at, like...
What'd you eat yesterday?
Six. It's episode six into season six.
Okay. Can you describe your day for me? Because it sounds like a perfect day, and I just want to know.
Oh, yeah, sure. Woke up.
What time?
Probably around, like, 1.
Okay.
So we got a good sleep in because I was definitely drunk the night before.
Okay. By the way, I had finished moving in my sister by the time you woke up.
Oh, perfect.
Yep.
Well, I woke up. Then we went to Village Inn.
Okay.
Ate some breakfast.
What'd you get?
The VIB, man. I got eggs, bacon, hash browns, and a crepe.
A crepe?
Yeah, strawberry crepe.
If we can get one item added to his head every 10 minutes, you'll sub? Okay. I mean, you don't need to sub for that, but I'll make that my goal anyway.
Yeah, we got to adjust the camera because you're going to not be able to see it here in a little bit.
Well, what about this view? Can we see it better?
I shrink?
Yeah, there we go. We can see it better in that
could
view.
I
we'll
shrink
just switch
down?
To that camera. That'll be the hat cam.
All right.
Oh,
anywho, yeah, ate my crepe, then okay. Went home,
laid
down.
What's a crepe?
It's like a thin pancake.
Okay.
You know, Talladega Nights.
I don't know if I've ever had one, to be 100% honest
just,
with you.
Just say that you like very thin pancakes.
Is
you know
what?
I'm not
going to
do it. I'm not going to do it. Break my arm, Pepe Le Pew.
It's shaking. Calm down.
I'm good.
You can't yell. How many episodes are in the first season? There's 10 episodes a season, right?
10 episodes a season.
And they're roughly an hour.
And an hour each, yeah.
50 minutes probably would be the average. Because there's some that are longer than an hour, and there's some that are shorter.
Oh, man. It was moving. My headphones are falling.
You know, okay. I got speakers for in here now, so I can actually unplug the headphones if you...
Nah, we're doing good.
Okay. Okay, so you had your crepe?
Yep. Ate, got home, laid back down.
It's about what, 2 o'clock, 2:30?
Yeah, we were gonna lay down, digest, then get up, go to the gym, and then go to the pool, and then come back. And then
okay.
I played an episode of Game of Thrones, and then I played another one. And I played another one.
So now it's dinner time.
Yep, now it's 5.
Yeah.
We didn't eat until like 8 for dinner.
Well, it's because you ate lunch at 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we went. I had steak. She made steak, some veggies, some pasta. Ate that.
Oh, my God. You're like a king.
Mm-hmm. Then we went back and laid back down. And then watched like 5 more episodes.
Jeez. Man, that sounds glorious, dude.
It was the best day ever.
That sounds glorious. I woke up at 6:30 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I came in here. I worked on my intro for about an hour and a half. I woke up at 6:30, went to Quick Trip because we weren't going to make coffee. Okay. Oh, hold on.
Trying to adjust, man, my back. We're good. It's all good. Continue what? Coffee?
What's your guys' go-to meal? After work with the wife is at home, I make chicken and broccoli. You'd fit it really good with some people in chat. That's some people's really favorite thing. How many seasons are in total? 7 seasons, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll answer your question in a second, Bald Hubbo. So I woke up at 6:30. I had to go to a quick trip to get some caffeine because I woke up. The original plan was we were going to sleep in. We're supposed to meet at 9 o'clock for my sister. So we were going to sleep in until like 8, and then we were going to get dressed, go get coffee and soda for caffeine, then go to the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up waking up at 6:30 a.m. Don't laugh.
I can't.
And so I went to that, and then I came back in here and worked on my intro for a couple hours. Chris woke up. We got probably about 9:30. We left, and we went to McDonald's. Ate lunch with my breakfast with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Got to my sister's apartment. She had to sign the paperwork and everything. So we got there about 10:30. Moved from about 10:30 to about 1, and then she got pizza for everybody. So then we ate pizza.
Nice.
And after that, Chris and I ate our pizza. Came back home. I edited my intro from about 3 to 5:30, mm-hmm. and then I streamed until 9. And then we got Taco Bell. Then we went to bed. That was my day.
So you got Oreo, cereal, and Taco Bell in the same night.
Yeah, that's what happens when Chris drinks.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have rather have done my day.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I liked my day.
That's cool.
I liked my day. I was tired yesterday. I would have preferred to not stream. I feel like I did a bad job yesterday streaming, but Chris was drinking, and she's like, I want to play games and stream. And I'm like, okay, well, I said I was going to stream, and Chris wants to stream, so I guess I'm streaming.
Yep.
So I streamed.
So you streamed.
Yeah, but I'm making good progress on my intro. So.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see.
Yeah, so answer Ball and Hobo's question there. I'm going to go get a shoe.
What's you guys go-to meal? Been a viewer for a while, fatty. Oh, Jesus. Thanks for the 10 bits, man. My best meal. Let's see. I don't cook shit. So it'd probably be Chipotle bowl. That would be my go-to meal. But if I could cook without having to cook, then it'd be a steak. Steak's my shit.
Steak?
Oh, God, it just got so much heavier.
It looks so good, though.
Yeah, man, steak. From this angle, it does not look like I have good posture.
It doesn't from that angle, but this angle's not flattering at all to anyone. I don't know what we're going to do. See, I got that shoe because it's lighter than my flip-flop, but the flip-flop is probably better for more stacking. So if we do need to stack something else on top of it, we'll have to change the flip-flop.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because that's not a very flat shoe, but
gotcha.
My favorite meal is probably lo mein, like Chinese lo mein. I love me some lo mein.
Yeah,
yeah. It's probably my go-to meal. I don't eat red meat, so lo like steak sucks. For me is not something that I
lo mein
really
is the
like.
Worst.
But did someone give us 10 bits and call us fatties?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Thanks. What did I miss?
Oh, buddy, it's moving like a lot up here.
Yeah, Britt, what do you think? Looks good. I mean, his posture's great, though.
It's not.
You don't
feel
think
like
so?
I'm going to break.
I mean, at any point, you can just let me know and I'll rip it off your head.
I don't think I can make it to the end of the show.
I mean, I would be surprised if you could.
I can make it to 45, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to add something else to your head? L at 45? Or at 40, maybe?
Yeah, 40, sure.
Okay. Every meal is your favorite, yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm fine if he keeps making low-key fat jokes with giving us bits. That's fine. Whatever. Make as much as you want. And his fat jokes don't faze me. So I'll just keep taking his money, and he'll keep giving us money for bad jokes.
Yeah,
Love it. Love it.
That works.
I mean, your posture.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's wiggling. Oh, God.
I can't stop laughing. Okay.
You're from this angle, your posture looks incredible.
I don't think so.
It does.
Yeah. I think it's just all off balanced.
No, you look really good. I mean, you look straight up. Like, your spine is supposed to be straight up, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's how you're sitting. Although your arms look very tense.
Yeah.
You're concentrating really hard.
If I move them, it will fall. It will fall.
It's beautiful to me.
Oh, my God.
I love it. So,
this is such a dumb show.
This is really the dumbest show we've ever done. Mm-hmm. It's truly the stupidest.
See, because, like, I don't know if I can do things.
Well, do you need to do anything? We're sitting and talking.
I'm dancing, though, man. It's skill.
Don't dance.
It's going to fall. It's going to fall, guys. Dancing. Look at this. Look at this skill. Look at it. It's perfect. Shit.
Oh, you touched it. Touched it.
Nope. It's gone, guys. It's gone. Didn't work.
Wow.
Broke. Now this won't even stay on my head.
Disappointment. Your head gave up. Your head changed physical shape.
It did.
To make sure. Yeah. That's good. Stuffed animals behind. Get the snake, dude. Put the snake on your head.
I'm not doing that. Ah, finally I could fucking move.
Now, do you feel more posture?
Oh, no. I feel like I can breathe.
Do you think that's on tight enough? Did Britt help you put that on?
No.
I mean, don't you feel like someone needs to help you put it on?
Nah. Nah, because this is too far back.
Uh-huh.
For posture-wise. So right here, right there is about.
But how
about
do you know?
Because I know.
How do you know?
I know.
How do you know?
Because I can know.
But you don't. Do you know what
but
good
I
posture is?
I know.
Did you look up on the internet, like, what's good posture?
Yeah, they have a diagram on the box.
Okay, well, I mean, that's better than literally nothing. Yeah, you're strangling the mic with your head.
Oh, man, my neck. Oh, I can move.
Oh, goodness. That's funny. You're funny.
Yeah?
You're a funny man.
You're welcome.
That all started because they asked you what your back brace was about. So.
Yeah, I could take it off.
No, keep it on, man, if it helps.
I don't know.
You shouldn't feel self-conscious about your back brace.
I don't know,
man.
If it does.
If that's what you need, you need. I mean, are you supposed to wear it over your shirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, all the pictures on the Amazon is over the shirt.
Well, that's because they're not going to take pictures of someone shirtless.
Right, but I wore it under my shirt last night for like 10 minutes.
Okay.
And got super uncomfortable.
Okay.
But I'll probably do that at work.
I mean, I'm glad. Okay. Well, I was just going to say, like, I mean, you're wearing it outside means you're confident enough to.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't think there's anything to be ashamed about having back problems.
Yeah.
You're trying to fix it. There's nothing wrong with that, I don't think.
Nope. Yeah, people could suck my dick.
So aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
My God. Dude. Okay. Well, if that's how you want to live, man, you live your life that way, so.
No, I can't walk, Chris. I can't fucking walk.
I can
barely sit.
She doesn't mean now. She means
well,
later.
Regardless, never.
You're never going to walk?
No.
I mean, that's what Vincent Chase did in Entourage TV show. He put a book on his head and he walked around.
I do recall that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I think he did it because he had a head tilt. But you would be doing it for posture.
That's right. I mean, I have a head tilt too. That's why.
I
didn't stay.
I don't want to make you angry. But are you sure that your back hurts because of posture? Like, have you been to a doctor or anything to ask? Don't you think maybe you should?
Nah.
Like, you have insurance.
I know I should go, but that takes time.
I mean, yesterday all you did was eat crepes and watch Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe next Saturday schedule a 45-minute appointment to get your back looked at.
Nah. Who needs that? Not me.
I think you do.
Nah.
I think you do. Why would Colby get real answers when he could guess? That's the truth. It's the truth. It's the weights? Ooh, yeah, maybe you should stop lifting.
Can't do that.
Maybe that's what it is.
Can't do that.
Give up your weights?
Yeah, no, I can't.
So how much Miller are you drinking now? You're back to drinking, but you're still taking
the only
the
time
fake
I drink beer is Thursday nights.
But I thought you said you kept drinking. Are you drinking whiskey again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any special whiskeys? Or
I got Crown.
Okay.
Britt
finally convinced you, huh?
Blended Mash. It's a new one last night, or Friday night.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Crown Royal.
I mean, normal Crown is good.
Okay.
But this specific type of Crown was more like Evan's Bourbon.
Yeah, I don't like it, man.
It's a little more harsh, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, guys, he just keeps giving us money. Just let him give me money.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I mean, it's a really small amount of money, but sure.
I mean, any little bit helps. So, I mean, you guys can attack him all you want. I don't care. I'm going to ban him after the show, but, like, I do like the money. So.
That's cool.
I mean, let's see. Has he followed us? Let's look. Hey, Rocket Man and Goro, thanks for your follows today, guys. Appreciate that. Yeah, he hasn't followed us, so there's no way he'll be back next week. So we're just going to milk him for all the money that he thinks is worth, and then we're going to ban him. Because he can't get refunds on bits.
And I also don't know what he means by on about the last of
in
the
his green. Jokes have been horrible and don't make sense, so.
On about the last in the green.
That's me. I'm the last in the green.
Did he call you a last?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, his jokes aren't funny.
I thought he was smoking bud. That's where I was at. I'm on the last of the green, but no, it's last.
No.
And no, just
he's
dumbass.
He's inferring that I'm a woman.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's not.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, but I mean, keep the money coming. It's fine.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I mean, he thinks I'm going to go after the show and cry because he's the first person to ever tell me that I'm fat and I won't be able to handle it. He's the first person ever in the history of the show.
So creative.
To call me a woman, you know. Not that I don't.
Yep.
I stream 40 hours a week.
Yep.
He's the first person to come to me and be like, "Hey, did you know you're fat, dude? Here's $10. Here's 10 cents." They're like, wow. Again, he really cut me to the core of who I am as a person, and this dime will make it better. Like it's literally, he's so insignificant to me that he doesn't even register. So that's what it is. Thanks, Menace. I appreciate that. Yeah, you guys, if you wanna cry for me, you know, that's fine. But you don't need to. It's fine. I just appreciate you guys being here. Yeah. It's not nice to insult people you don't know. It's not nice to insult people. I mean, that is the idea. It's the idea. Which we try to be. Well, I try to be positive. Colby hates everybody.
No. Yeah, I don't like people.
He's like,
I love all you minus fat jokers, but
yeah.
The nice people in chat, I love you so much.
Yeah, but he's like the devil on the shoulder for most of the things.
Yeah.
Roast him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how it is. And that's why we have a strict...
I want you to end people's lives.
Yeah, well, I know, but that's... Like, I mean, like Rocket Man said, like, it's not like... That's a two-way street. Like, being made fun of, and then also me make... Like, it's not fair to obliterate people, you know? You know? So, our troll policy is just, you don't exist in chat anymore, and then we don't have to worry about it, so...
No, I still have that dick.
Kylo, your dog?
Yeah.
Does he lay in bed with you when you watch Game of Thrones, man?
No.
What's he do?
I put him in his kennel.
You put him in the kennel all day?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think that maybe he's a horrible beast because you put him in solitary
confinement?
He's
well-behaved now, minus the times it shits my house. But that's also my laziness of not taking him out. He's very well-trained. I snap, he knows where to go.
Which is where? The kennel?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a bed and a kennel. The kennel's in my room, the bed's in the living room.
Oh, so he's at least in there with you.
Yeah.
He could see freedom, but not experience it.
I leave the gate open.
That is somehow worse, actually.
Nah.
Because it's like, you're in jail, but you
he
can
doesn't
leave.
Know
you
me,
can
yeah.
leave any time, but if you leave, I will beat you within an inch of your life. What kind of dog is he?
He's a mix between asshole and the devil. He's a chihuahua mixed with a fucking terrier.
He looks
the
like
the worst brand.
He
of
looks
dog
like
you
a rat
get.
Terrier, but he's got like a little chihuahua head, and he's like longer than a terrier should.
Yeah.
He's a cute. He's a very cute, nice dog. That Colby.
Not nice.
He's pretty nice.
Nah, he's terrible.
He's been nice to me.
Yeah, he's nice to people he's seen multiple times. But
yeah.
anyone
well,
he
that's
sees for
you.
The first
you live
time,
with him.
He hates.
Didn't he? Did he bite Britt the first time he met her, or is that someone else? I can't remember.
I think you tried. I'm sure.
Yeah, I think you. I remember you telling me that like you had her over and he like snapped at her like the first time she met him. I don't remember. It was a long time ago, but why not put him down if you don't like him?
Because I don't dislike him that much.
The problem, like, here's the, like, Colby talks all this smack about his dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I love the motherfucker because, yeah, I snap, he goes where I want. If I get a new dog, I have to train that all over again. It was wasted time. Might as well just live with the shit I
also
have.
Also, his parents have three small dogs.
Uh-huh.
And two. So, two small dogs. They used to have three. So he could give Kylo to his parents. And they
But then they have to deal with this asshole. Yeah, but all because of my stupid-ass decision-making.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the shame of knowing that your dog is a turd, mm-hmm. and your parents would stare at that turd dog and be like, that's
and
what
be
our
like,
son raised.
Damn, son can't get his life together. He bought a stupid dog. Now it's our problem to deal with.
Does that make you worry about having children?
No.
You think your children are going to be okay? You know you can't snap and send your children to the room, right?
Oh, I definitely can do that.
I mean, I guess you can. You got me there. Oh, my God, dude.
Like, I've been trying to train him to get off of the couch because my couch is very susceptible to his damn shedding hair. But... Chris, what do you think sending them to their room is?
You don't send kids to their room either.
You do that if they're in trouble. Go to your room. Don't come out.
Kylo's not in trouble. He's just living his life.
No, he's in trouble because he gets on my damn couch.
Oh, my God, dude. It's like this. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I appreciate you guys being here. There was a gnat right there. Thank you guys for all the new follows and stuff. We appreciate it. We're dropping a ton of frames right now.
I don't know why that's happening.
I don't know why that's happening.
Chris, what
either.
Are you doing?
Yeah, Chris, you suck it up on the internet. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Chris the Rooster is my fiance, and she's literally 10 feet away from me in another room on the couch. But
sucking up
chat.
All the frames.
So she must be bored today, because she's never been in chat during this show before.
Yeah.
She's usually there during Koi Plays Games.
Right.
But all right, she's sucking up all the internet.
Nah,
so.
She saw the back brace and had to come in and comment on it.
She thinks he's going to make fun of you.
Yep.
Well, I'm at the point where we're dropping frames. I think we could wrap up the show. This is about 2 hours. We're good enough. So I'm happy that you guys are here today, and I appreciate it. Guys, thanks for all the follows. Like, we appreciate that, dudes.
Yeah,
like, no joke. We're here. We're Seth and Colby.
Like you.
We've been, just for you guys who are new, because there's a lot of you here today, we do a podcast twice a week, once this time on Sundays, and then on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is like 2 a.m. Central European. So we usually get a lot of the Europeans on Sundays, which is great, and because I would rather live in Europe anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, like... Regardless of what Morris says, I feel like it's a better place, right? And thanks for the 15 bits. Also, guys, just so you know, your bits don't show up on the stream right now. If you cheer $5 or more, or you tip $5 or more, it shows up on the stream and makes it very loud.
Just like that, actually.
It also terrifies me. So that's what it is. Next week, can I say next week? Are you going to get the alerts?
Yeah, I'll get them fucking done.
By next week, we have new alerts coming, so we'll actually have all your cheers appear on the screen, because I feel bad that people cheer and they don't show up on the video. But Icy, thanks for your $5 tip.
Thank you, Icy.
That's like the second, I think, week in a row where she's given us $5, so she said, you were both gorgeous, Max, go suck a D. No chance that guy's here anymore. I talked to him, so he left. next week. I know. It's like, I could give you guys a preview. I can give you guys a preview. It's actually pretty simple to do. Go here.
Go there.
I go here.
Go here, press the button.
Because Colby, this is going to look a little different because they're not perfect yet, because making alerts is actually pretty hard the way we do them, because we make them like really specifically. But this is what a sub will look like next week. Let me go here.
You figure this out, man.
Hey, it's all about how fast
dead
my
air.
Internet is. It's not dead air.
Dead
I was talking
air.
The whole time. Is what's going to
oh,
look
man,
like.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock
you
hard.
Can't see it. So it's going to have a stroke around, like, the stuff and all that. So
can't see
and then
it.
We're going to have them for raids. We're going to have them for cheers. We'll have different noises, Ball and Hobo. So basically, like, the giant loud foghorn you heard, that's going to be the alert for any cheer or tip over $5. Because it stops the show, we read your message, a significant amount of money. Rocket Man, thanks for hanging out. We appreciate you. We'll see you later, man. But all the other ones are going to play a noise, and it'll come up on the screen. Cheers, tips, subs, all the things that are monetary are going to be big on the screen. follows Raid's hosts. Those will now make a noise, a very quiet one. And it'll also show up on the screen. So we can also know when we get followers and stuff. Because right now it doesn't make a noise. Like, it shows up on the screen, but it's small.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any noise at all. So we miss a lot of them. But we also do walk that fine edge because we do a podcast. So we put this on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher. We don't care a lot about those people's experience, clearly, because a lot of our show is visual. Like, we spent a good 15 minutes today stacking things on Colby's head. But I do care about them hearing did it every 5 seconds, you know, as we get an alert. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to just hear random noises. So it's subtle, but it's there. That was originally the idea behind having no sounds, is that I didn't want to annoy the podcast people. But
screw them.
Well, we also started the show thinking that the Twitch part wouldn't, like, the Twitch part was really like, we're live if you want to watch, but we do an audio show. And then we realized, I started streaming full time, and then this show started, you know, getting a little traction on Twitch, we're like, you know what, Twitch is actually the best way to do this show, and so now we do it on Twitch specifically, and the audio version is just there if you like to listen when you're on the treadmill or whatever, so that's what it is. But
yeah, we're there.
So hopefully next week we'll have our new alerts. I'm ready for them, I just need Colby to send me the image. I've got all the everything done.
It's all on me.
Yep.
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 Cool.
All on you, man.
Sweet.
Just like everything in your life.
All on me.
Just like toilet paper and iPads and shoes.
Yeah,
it's
man.
All on you. It's all on cool. you. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out today. We do appreciate it. Once again, thank you guys for all the follows. Icy, thank you for your tip. Menace, thank you for your cheer. We appreciate all of you. We're going to be back Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time. What is that? That's 2 a.m. Central European. So if you're up that late, feel free to come back and join us. But all of the episodes are available on demand at twitch.tv/SethandColby. Hit follow there if you're listening on the audio. If you're listening on the audio, video on demand, like I just said. Also, thank you for listening. Come watch us live sometime. It's a lot of fun, dudes. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to put links to all the social medias in the chat. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. There's a subreddit. There's a lot of that stuff. There's also a Discord if you want to join that. That's where we post the Colby Plays Games Pool. You can also get it on the Twitter. Lots of stuff. You can buy merch at raptorteeth.live/SethandColby. And we have a P.O. box if you want to mail us some physical things. P.O. box 75648 Wichita, Kansas 67275. But once again, guys, thank you so much all for being here. We appreciate you. We'll see you on Thursday. More episode, more fun, more thrills then. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.